I'm joined for Boxtein this afternoon by the amazing Catherine Tate. Catherine,
hello.
So lovely having you here.
Thank you.
And you're in the country because very exciting news for any Catherine Tate show fans.
I am doing a live show of Australia and New Zealand. Yes, my TV show. All new material, but all the old characters.
Yes.
Live, yes.
Which will be absolutely fantastic. Now, livenation.com.au for tickets.
Yep.
So this is, you're here now, but you'll be coming back later in the year, obviously.
We'll be coming back in October through December, I think, yeah.
Is this your first time here?
No, it's not my first time here. I did a show with the Royal Shakespeare Company in Perth at the Perth
did
Festival.
You?
I did. And then a few years later, I came back and did the Melbourne Festival. I did a stand-up TV special.
Really?
Yeah, with lots of other comedians. Yeah,
yeah.
I did. And then now.
Firstly, when did you figure out you were funny? Were you like class clown at school? Where did this, is it from your family?
I guess I was lucky. I was brought up around lots of funny people.
Mm.
So laughing and comedy, I suppose, was always close to my heart. And I think without realising it, I had a massive schooling of comedy just within my kind of family vibe, really. And then I suppose as a teenager, I started to realise, oh, actually, this is quite a good way of deflecting things, I think.
Isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
that's very true.
It was. It was good. And I thought, because, you know, at school as a teenager, you know, it's tough,
yes.
you know, for kids now, for kids then. And I realised if you're making people laugh, it takes away the time they can be talking about you.
That's a very
so it's
good
control.
Point. Oh,
it was
I
always thought, control.
I'd never
control
thought of it like
and
that.
Conquer. That's what it was. Make the bullies laugh.
Oh, very
yeah.
good. Now,
yeah.
did you obviously very good at characters.
Thank you.
And did you draw on any people in your life for those characters? And have you ever got into trouble for that?
I think subconsciously you probably do.
Mm.
Although, you know, the Nan character isn't actually based on my Nan. And my mum gets very protective and she says, you've got to stop swearing because people are going to think it's Nanny. And, you know, but like, for example, the Nan character is definitely a collection of lots of old ladies that I knew growing up.
Right, yes.
You know, definitely I've drawn on some family and familial stuff there. And the trick that I've noticed is, even if you are going to copy someone, if you are going to bring someone to life that you know and put them on TV, as long as you change their physical appearance, they don't recognise themselves. And it mainly is the hair colour. So you stick a different colour wig on someone. And so, for example, I've got a character...
Mm.
And we call them Paul and Sam, and she'll be like, oh, you won't yes. believe what's happened to me today. You won't believe it. And her husband goes, what by? Right. Now, that is my cousin. That is my cousin, right?
Yeah.
But my cousin doesn't have long, dark hair, so she doesn't know it's her.
That's brilliant.
And she will actually come up to me and go, have you seen that character? I mean, that is so funny. But people don't recognise
yeah.
them, so you just have to change hair colour. Yeah, and it's so funny, I think, how we all identify
absolutely
physically rather than, you
yes.
know, characteristically.
You're right.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
You're listening to Boxed In with comedic superstar Catherine Tate. Now, you have been a trailblazer with many others like you. You know, you think about French and Saunders
yeah.
or even, you know, back to Lucille Ball. You've come out with your own show. How hard was that? Like, what was... when you pitch, hey, I've got this show, it's all me
yeah.
doing lots of characters, but
yes.
honestly, bankroll, it'll be great.
No, it's a preposterous thing to actually put down on paper. And actually, I was really spoilt and really rather unusual in the way it happened because I did kind of get fast-tracked. You know, it was just right time, right place. As it turned out, I did a couple of shows at Edinburgh, and each year they kind of got more successful. And I did my first two shows with a comedian that I'm sure you must know in Australia called Lee Mack.
Yes,
do you know
Lee
Mack?
He's brilliant.
Yeah, he's absolutely brilliant. And we did a show together for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And the second one got nominated for the Perrier. So it just then meant that the third year I went with my own solo show, you can put on the poster Perrier nominee
yeah.
and suddenly you've sold out before you've even got a show. And the head of the BBC in comedy happened to be there and sort of just plucked
great.
Me out, really. And I remember them saying, oh, we're going to commission some scripts. And of course, I'm thinking, well, of course, this is not going to happen. Commission some scripts. And I said, well, look, I don't like to put my stuff down on paper and get people to read it because I would rather them see me do it. Mm. So I said, look, can you just arrange, which was a bit of a big ask, but bizarrely it happened. I said, can we take over a small theatre by the BBC and I'll perform it for you? And I did so, and they commissioned it there. And wow. It was an extraordinary thing, really, because I didn't have to do a pilot. I went straight on to mainstream TV. But of course, what happens in inimitable BBC fashion, they then didn't promote it. So they took this massive gamble on me.
Oh.
They didn't promote it. And we said to them, why aren't you promoting this show? And they said, because no one knows who you are. And you think, well, then let's get the word out, shall we? And bizarrely, what happened, so the first series was kind of a bit of a sleeper hit because
yeah.
no one knew it was on.
Right.
No one really knew. And then what happened, I don't know whether it was the year later or maybe a few months later, I did a live sketch on Comic Relief. Do you have Red Nose
Day here? Yeah, well, we watch yours.
Oh, got it.
Yes.
Right, so I did a live sketch as Lauren.
Yeah.
And I said, let's do it. Because at the time, there were these two kind of rival groups. It was called Busted and McFly.
I remember this,
all the teenagers were like mad about. So I said, let's get a load of teenagers. Let's do it as it's a Q&A. And so people thought it was real. And so I was there as Lauren going, why so rubbish? I don't care who you are. Are you going to, you know, why have you split up? I prefer Charlie from McFly. And people started complaining because they were saying, why is this child being allowed to be so rude during Red Nose Day? But it then got my name out there. And then suddenly people went, oh, well, who's this?
Oh, that's so funny.
And then what happened was, on the back of that, the BBC re-released my first series.
Oh,
and that's where people saw it.
Hit.
But it was actually the second time around.
Stick around, more with Catherine Tate after this.
Boxed in with Fifi Box.
Your popularity has led lots of people to wanting you to join their shows because most recently in The Office, hilarious,
oh, yeah,
brilliant.
Thank you.
It was
I
so exciting
it.
To
oh,
know you were going to be part of it.
Thank you.
And even when you look at Doctor Who, how do you process, or are you good at saying no? Like, how do you know something's the right fit for you?
I don't know. I think really it's generally like the writing and the company that you're going to keep. So with Doctor Who, you know, I've made no bones about it. The fact that, you know, I wasn't a sci-fi fan. I don't know a lot about the genre. I'd never really watched Doctor Who. But it was David Tennant. It was being led by Russell T. Davis. It had the most extraordinary artistic team surrounding it and supporting it. And I said,
how could you not?
How could I not? It was amazing. And all I was due to do was one kind of standalone, The Runaway Bride, which was just a special at Christmas. And that was it. And I had an absolute blast. I loved it. Got to meet David. And that was it. And then, out of the blue completely, the producer, Julie Gardner, who is now a great friend of mine, she lives in LA, she took me out to lunch. And I just thought we were catching up. And she said, how would you feel about coming back as the permanent companion? And generally, you know, when they say, you know, my jaw dropped open, it genuinely did, because nothing could have been further from my mind.
Mm.
And in a heartbeat, I said yes, without thinking about it, you know, and I really had no idea the impact that was going to have, because it really is quite a leg. If you're a sci-fi fan, it's a real honour to be part of that legacy. And I really had no idea just how dear people hold that show to their hearts.
Yes.
I mean, they really love it. And so it's a real privilege to be part of that. And then, of course, The Office, you know, these are just brilliant shows with brilliant people and brilliant talent and writing that you think, I could never have imagined that I was going to go and do that. And it was such a blast. It really was.
Boxed in with Fifi Box.
Hi, I'm Catherine Tate and I am boxed in with Fifi Box.
My family aren't that impressed by what I do. My daughter, she's five, could not care less that I'm on the radio.
No, not
how
right.
Do your family, they think you're funny?
Well, I think the person who is the genuinely still absolutely baffled by the success of it is my mum. Genuinely can't understand. In fact, when I first said to my mum, because, you know, at school and then I'd been at college and I knew I had this, I felt I had this facility for comedy. I didn't know what it was, but I kind of knew how to make people laugh. I somehow I to know. I just knew what to do with making people laugh. And when I said to her I was going to do stand up for my first stand up gig, my mum was absolutely aghast and with genuine shock said to me, "Why? You know, why?" Proper. And her advice to me was, because this is how much faith she had in my comedy talent, she said, "You've got to get yourself a nice cocktail dress, nice pair of stilettos, and, you know, like I was going to be a cabaret artist, so that there, if there was any lull in proceedings, I should start singing Strangers in the Night or something, you know. Just keep them on side with glamour." And I'm not a particularly glamorous person. And to this day, I think my mum, I mean, I spoke to my mum this morning and, you know, the fact that I'd be going to Australia to, you know, to talk to people about doing my show, she's like, "I mean, are you sure? Are you sure they're going to know who you are?" You know?
Really funny.
And of course, my, you're never going to be impressive, as you say, to children.
No, exactly.
Unless what happens is, the only way I have any stock with my kids is if someone very well known knows me.
Yes. Then.
And then suddenly I'm okay to talk to for the next 24 hours. Adele had gone to her own birthday party dressed as Nan.
Yes, she did. Yes, I remember. Right?
So that put me in great stead. So I just have to rely on people that my kids have heard of knowing me.
That's it.
And that's it, because anything I do is so embarrassing.
That's so funny.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
You're listening to Boxed In with comedic superstar Catherine Tate. Fame, how do you go with it? Because you are so lovely and you're so, like I said this to you when I met you, I just want to be your friend.
Oh,
and I feel
nice.
Like we could be great
best
friends.
And I have very few friends.
Oh, really? Well, add
I think
to
it's
the
because
list.
I'm such a cow, actually.
Because you are a celebrity who's so loved, people love your characters, they love you. Is it just tedious going to the shops or going to an airport?
Oh, do you know, it's not tedious at all. And to be honest, at home, I think, I mean, I can't say I've stayed the test of time, but I've proved not to be kind of like a one-hit wonder.
True.
So it's okay. And around the area where I live, people kind of get it. It's just sometimes what people do is they assume familiarity.
Yes.
In quite, you know, and people are so rude. They're just so rude sometimes because they think, "Oh, well, that's all right. You're on the telly. You can take it."
Yeah.
And I've just come here from London, and the day before I left London, I'd come back from Florida, so I've just like spinning around, and I went back to London for my friend's wedding, and at the wedding, someone who I don't know was surreptitiously trying to take a photo of me. And I was just like, "Hi, would you like a photo?" And she said, no, it's all right. It's just that my tenant, I told my tenant you were going to be here. And she said, "Oh, I bet she won't dress up. So I'm just going to take a picture to prove her wrong." And it was just like, okay. You know, it's a strange double-handed compliment,
I guess they're saying.
But it's like, please keep that sort of stuff to yourself. Just take the photo. Just take the photo, love.
Well, Catherine Tate, this has been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for sitting down with me this afternoon.
It's a pleasure.
Excellent. I sort of don't want to let you go.
Don't let me go. Come and see my show.
I'm definitely going to come to your show. And I'm following through with the best friend thing. So that
definitely
will happen.
We're besties right now. We're besties right now.
Thank you.